辽宁大学广播电台大学之声英语时代
The Voice of 辽宁 University English Time
这里是欧美最新潮流的分享驿站
满足你的各种异国情怀
这里有最及时新鲜的国外资讯
让你大开眼界博览全球让我们用最动听的声音最好玩的内容带你来一场不一样的世界旅行欢迎收听 English Time
各位听众朋友们大家好这里是辽宁大学广播电台大学之声英语时代我是主播刘诗琪
我是主播袁子轩又是一周不见了首先从上周三咱们英语时代栏目提到的话题 NBA 说起吧
好的相信大家的兴趣一定没有被这大雨浇灭吧
Last week, Shiqi and I shared the real time of NBA finals in the East and West.
上周，我们向大家分享了 NBA 东西部决赛的实时战况。昨天，总决赛名单正式新鲜出炉。
Yes, unaccepted but not unaccepted. The Warriors and Cavaliers have entered its year's final in the championship. The Celtics and Rockets missed the NBA finals.
是的，出乎意料，却又在意料之中。勇士与骑士进入今年的总决赛，争夺冠军奖杯。凯尔特人与火箭两支队伍与总决赛擦肩而过，但得到了球迷们的贴心鼓励。
最近这个创造101真是炒得火热呀！
对对对，像我这种佛系少女，都拜倒在了各位小姐姐的盛世美颜和唱跳实力下面。
但是诗琪，你知道真正实现逆风翻盘标语的是哪位练习生吗
？A few days ago, singer Wang Xiulong and Wang Ju, the trainee in Produce 101, boarded the top of Weibo's hot search. He showed that he wanted to pick Wang Ju.
前几天，歌手汪苏泷和创造101里的练习生王菊一同登上微博热搜的榜首。他表示想 pick 王菊。
It's unbelievable that 王菊's numbers of points have surpassed the popularity of King, 孟美岐 and 吴宣仪 overnight. So what kind of person is she?
不可思议的是，王菊的点赞数量竟然在一夜之间超过了人气王孟美岐和吴宣仪。那么，她究竟是怎样一个人呢
？To tell the truth, both Wang Ju's looks and style are different from traditional women's clothes. Although she ranked the bottom and was subjected to similar violence, she never gave up.
说实话。无论是王菊的长相还是风格，都和传统女团有所差别。尽管她排名垫底，被网络暴力，但从未放弃。
More importantly, people gradually find that the girl's more special appearance is more praiseworthy. It's an independent soul that all girls should have.
更重要的是，人们慢慢发现，这个女孩相对特别的外表下，更值得称赞的。是一颗所有女孩都应该拥有的独立灵魂。最近说到英国，咱们就不得不提提近期举办的英国皇室婚礼了。
是啊，美丽的婚纱，梦幻的教堂，谁又不能为之心动呢
？Wedding dress, church, castles, cakes, and of course the prince and princess. The whole of London was lit up by the royal wedding of couples.
婚纱。教堂、城堡、蛋糕，当然还有王子与王妃，整个伦敦都被一对逼人的王室婚礼所点燃。
Prince Harry's big wedding is set to become the largest global craze.
哈里王子大婚注定要成为最近一段时间以来的全球热事。
And like traditional, the flowers will be distributed to charity after the wedding.
并且如同传统。婚礼结束后，这些鲜花也将被分发给慈善机构。
诗琪，不知道你最近有没有被一首神曲洗脑？
你说的是 Gucci Gucci Prada Prada 吗？
对对对，抖音首发的温婉可谓是被推到了风口浪尖。
The recent claims of a sudden burst of 17 years old of age have seen many people have seen the video in the dark underground garage playing with the music on the camera.Soon, he became a new generation of Douyin's gardeners. This video was heavily downloaded and increased, but then her black mascara was burst out.
最近，身穿17岁的温婉突然爆火，估计很多人都看过这个视频，在昏暗的地下车库里，在镜头下随着音乐做起了手指舞。很快，温婉成为了新一代的抖音女神，这个视频被大量下载和点赞，但之后她的黑料也随之爆出。
But no matter how it is, there are many people who love beauty. It's nothing wrong. But adolescence really does not suggest that everyone should fight hard. After all, not everyone is suitable for cosmetic surgery. It is not good to maintain a little bit of your own uniqueness.
不过，不管怎么说，爱美之心人皆有之。这无可厚非，但是青春期真的是不建议大家大动干戈，毕竟不是每个人都适合整容，保持一点自己的独特性不好吗？网红脸就真的这么好看吗？五月份马上就要结束，六月份就要来了，诗琪还记得每年的六月七八号是什么日子吗？
当然啦，这个日子对经历过高考的人来说都是刻骨铭心的。
Today is May 31, less than 10 days before the countdown to the National College Entrance Examination. All high school students across the country are undergoing intense review.
今天是5月31号，距离高考倒计时不足10天，全国各地的高考生都在进行紧张的复习。
Despite being in college, many freshmen still feel that high school is like it happened yesterday.
尽管已经进入大学了，但很多大一新生还是觉得高中生活就像在昨天发生的一样。
It's strange to see that at that time. The college entrance examination should be the most important test in life.
But it was found that the college entrance examination was only an ordinary test. It's indeed important, but it's not necessarily the fittest of the college entrance examination.
说来也奇怪，那时候就觉得高考应该是人生最为重要的考试了，但进入大学才发现，高考也不过是一次普通的考试，的确重要，但也绝对不是高考决定命运。
Finally, on the day less than 10 days away from the college entrance examination, I hope every candidate can cheer up without any regrets.
最后，在距离高考不足十天的日子，希望每一位考生加油，不负韶华，青春无悔。Let's cheer for the high examinees. Also hope that more students apply the 辽宁 University.
让我们一起为高考考生们鼓励加油吧。也希望有更多的学子报考辽宁大学。
今天的节目到这里就结束了，感谢导播任佩叶、杨佳佳，我们下周同一时间再见。
再见。